Recorded.
So we'll let everybody in then.
Yep, how would you? I'm just a recording man.
Hello to people as they arrive, because I obviously nobody will hear me if I attempt to do it.
I make it 10 o'clock, so perhaps we can make a start. I'm leading the service this morning, so I'd like to welcome everybody who's joined us from various parishes. I have a few notices to start with. The Easter booklets are ready to go out, so if you are able, could you please collect a bundle from the church office and get those out as soon as you can. Secondly, there are some songs this morning that we will not know because they come from the South Pacific. So we're very grateful to the Southend congregation who have recorded the music and sung the songs for us so that we get an idea of what they sound like. Thirdly, the theme of the service is to build on a strong foundation. So if you haven't already, could you pop outside and find yourself from your driveway or your garden a small stone? Doesn't matter what it looks like.
It's a built.
Find yourself a small stone.
Stones.
Stone. And finally, I hope that at the end of the service, if you have time, you can stay and join us for a coffee. We have a sort of 5-minute break at the end of the service for you to go and put the kettle on, and then come back and have some fellowship with other people who are able to stay. So I'm going to light a candle.
Do we need a bucket of water as well?
Who said that?
That's cold.
So, welcome to the 2021 World Day of Prayer Service, prepared by the Christian women of the Republic of Vanuatu. We welcome our sisters and brothers around the world in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In 2022, a committee of Christian women here in the UK will be responsible for preparing this annual service. So could we have our first song, Listening to the Voices from Vanuatu?
It is time.
In Vanuatu, people are called to prayer by a gong or a drum or a conch shell. This morning we have the gong. Let us hear the first verse of Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labour in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guard keeps watch in vain.
Happy is everyone who trusts God, the house builder. Amen.
Our service focuses on the people of Vanuatu, a small country located in the South Pacific Ocean, whose languages, values, and spirituality originate mostly from Melanesian and Polynesian cultures. The black and white sandy beaches, coral reefs with colorful fish, lovely birds, fruits and nuts in the forest, all make the islands a pristine environment, even though they are vulnerable to frequent tropical storms, earthquakes, cyclones, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions. All the islands and villages used to have their own chiefs and style of governance, their own gods, their own languages, and thatched houses made from leaves and trees felled using stone axes. Women and men would come together to discuss major issues at the village meeting house called the Fawea, a republic formed in 1980 after gaining independence from a French and British condominium government. Today, Vanuatu proudly waves its flag and displays its coat of arms for anyone to read, In God We Stand, which in Bislama is Long God Yumi Stand Up.
Long God Yumi Stand Up.
Yahweh, you are my strength.
just give an apology. We have been doing this now nearly a year, and that is our first time that we've been Zoom bombed, which is, you might have seen on the chat, somebody was came on suddenly and was sort of spamming us, basically. So I do apologize that that happened, but that person has now been removed.
Prayer of Thanksgiving. Let us be thankful for the great things God has done. Holy, holy, holy God, creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. You are present in the history of your people from the beginning to today. Loving God, on whom Vanuatu stands, we adore you. Thank you for the fellowship with each other and with sisters around the world gathered on this World Day of Prayer. Thank you for the great and wonderful things in our lives and in our nations. You grant us authority, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to care for all beautiful islands and countries. Thank you for the fertile lands, for the fresh air, clean environment, beautiful sunshine, blue seas, and still waters of the Vanuatu Islands. Thank you for the sweet melody of the birds, the sound of land animals, and the mystery of the fish in the sea and rivers. Thank you for the waterfalls that rain down their waters and serenely declare to us your greatness and power. Thank you for the sound of children singing, laughing, and shouting, and for the prayers and songs of the old and the young, which manifest the joy of your love. Praise, honor, and glory be unto you alone forever, life-giving God. Receive our praise.
Father, we love to see your face. We love to hear your voice. Father, we love to see your praise and in your name rejoice. Father, we love to walk with you and in your presence rest. For we know we always can trust you.
Let us confess our wrong actions to God, who is faithful and just, and ask for forgiveness. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We stand before your house of grace to confess our sins. We confess we have listened to your word, but have not acted on it. Often we do the things we ought not to do and leave undone the things we ought to do. We face adversities and challenges in our homes and nations. We try to build our homes thinking we are building on the words of Jesus Christ, but actually we have been building on sand. We want to be changed, so we do what is right and just. Creator God, we confess we have polluted the environment and harmed the sea creatures by throwing rubbish into their habitats. We endanger the marine life and ruin sustainable livelihoods. We confess and regret our actions, and we commit to fulfill the mandate to be good stewards of your creation. We know we can change.
In the UK, we are often drawn by uncertainties and fear instead of living with integrity and standing up against injustice. We need the presence of your Holy Spirit to cleanse and renew us once more.
God, hear our prayers.
Father, I want to be with you and do the things you do.
Father, I want to speak the words that you are speaking to.
Father, I want to love the ones that you will draw to you. For I know that I am one with you. For I know that I am one with you.
God is looking for a house to live in. What is the house that you would build for me? We come humbly before you and pray that you will grant us your spirit of wisdom and knowledge. Teach us to discern the truth. Lead and guide us to live in a way that is pleasing and acceptable to you. Trusting in you, we know we can change. Help us to build our lives on your foundation, with windows that look out to the world, with a door that opens to welcome all, with mortar which binds us together, with a roof that shelters us through the storms of life. We humbly offer ourselves to be a house that you can dwell in. By the power of your word, transform our lives and our nations. Make us like a household of justice and peace.
Gracious God, accept our commitment.
Father, I want to be with you and do the things you do.
Father, I want to speak the words that you are speaking to.
Father, I want to love the ones that you will draw to you. For I know that I am one with you. For I know that I am one with you.
Mark, we can't hear Jenny Marie.
Can't hear you, Jenny Marie.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'll start again. My name is Reto. I am the second child from a family of eight. I left school at the end of year six, as there was no money to continue my education. My family educated my older brother, but not me, as I am second born and a girl. One day I heard there was a sewing class for girls at a local centre. I applied and was accepted, but my father had no money to pay the fees. I was disheartened, but I did not have my own money to finance my studies. I sincerely desired to enhance my education, but there was no opportunity in the formal school system. Then I turned my attention to the church to fulfill my aspiration to learn. I joined a youth group, attended Bible studies, and later became involved with women's ministry. With this determination and faith in God, I found ways to educate myself and even acquired skills to earn a living to provide for my family. Other women have done the same. I now make items and sell them at Mama's Market. With this income, I am able to care for my family, my husband, and three children, which God has blessed me with. I praise God for the blessings in my life. I thank God for being the source of my strength and for helping me put into practice what I have learned. I have become strong and wise in the Lord.
In Vanuatu, many children in the rural areas walk long distances to go to school. Some have to leave their home and attend boarding school from a very young age. Education for all is not mandatory, and equal access for schooling for boys and girls is still in progress. While Bislama is a common language for most in Vanuatu, with many smaller regional languages spoken across the islands, official schooling is given in either French or English.
What a contrast to the UK, where all boys and girls have the opportunity to attend school, usually near their homes or a short bus or train ride away, where boarding school is a privilege and a choice, not a dreaded necessity, and where more languages are being used for instruction as our population grows and changes.
My name is Muffy. My little brother and I grew up in a single parent home. When my mother remarried, she left us with our grandparents. And when my father remarried, he took us to live with his new family. After our stepmother gave birth to her children, her attitude changed towards us altogether. With more children to feed and not enough room in the house for all of us, I had to find my own food in the streets and sleep outside the house in a shack. I used an old sack as a blanket to protect me from the cold. I met some Christians who told me that God loved me. I could not understand this kind of love in the midst of my suffering, but I decided to trust. I trusted that God would take care of me, even though my family was not sheltering me. This trust grew inside me and became the foundation of my life. I am strong in my Christian faith. And I share my story with others that we should trust in God and his provision. May everyone have a place they call home. Today, I pray for children who, like me, grew up almost by themselves. May we all recognize that our God loves them. May they know God's love.
Vanuatu's estimated population growth is one of the highest in the Pacific region. Malnutrition is a concern in both rural and urban areas. The tradition of growing organic food in gardens is strong. However, the food industries of powdered milk and junk food are impacting the health of our babies and children.
Even though many things in the UK are different, our growing population faces similar challenges and threats to the well-being and health of our children.
My name is Jack Linder. I come from a rural village. From a young age, I dreamt of working in tourism. I travelled to Port Vila to get a job in hospitality, but I don't have the training to get my dream job. I have no family here, so I am living on the outskirts of the city. I lack the money for proper accommodation, food, and to return back to my village. I know that this is not the plan God has for me, but I don't know what to do. I pray that the rural areas of Vanuatu might be valued and that young people find the opportunities they search for in their own communities. I trust that God will provide for young people to grow and contribute to the well-being of Vanuatu.
With few employment options in rural areas, young people have to migrate to towns and cities. They often arrive with minimal education and no vocational skills, and so employment is difficult to find. This creates a generation that sees no future. There is a need for policies and programs for the betterment of the rural areas so that young people can be educated and find employment in their own communities.
Villages and rural communities in the UK face their own challenges as access to transportation and services is cut back. As in Vanuatu, many young people in the UK face an unknown future, which too often involves prospects of unemployment and uncertainty.
Let us hear the word of God according to the Gospel of Matthew. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell and great was its fall.
This parable is a story of comparison and warning. Jesus offers us an example of how our choices can affect our lives. We now have a time of silent meditation for inner reflection. Sometimes we are beaten by winds and storms in every corner of our lives. Due to our deep faith in Jesus, we find ourselves still standing. What are the storms in your life today? How is your faith providing a solid foundation for you? Jesus says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man." We are very good at acting, but do we hear? Do we listen? What practices in prayer help you hear and listen closely to the word of God? The parable presents us a choice: to be like a wise person or a foolish one. Do we listen to his words and act on them, or ignore them and let them wash over us? Our lives reflect the choices we make. Our legacy is the action we take. How can we, through our choices and actions, live wisely?
The World Day of Prayer is a women-led, global, ecumenical movement. Each year we admire the strength of the communities who participate, empathise with their concerns, and are encouraged by their faith. You will notice that usually there's a collection taken at this point, but as this can't happen via Zoom, if you are able to, please give via the link which is on the screen now.
Change. they'll come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking.
Gracious God, we worship you and thank you for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us, for family and friends, home, food and water. We praise you for leading us to be creative and able to support our families. In gratitude, we offer these gifts and dedicate them to the work of the World Day of Prayer. May they be shared with communities in need, both close to home and around the world.
Amen.
Let us be united in prayer with Vanuatu and the world. Everlasting God, the God on whom Vanuatu stands, we ask you to help us stand for peace in our families and our nations. We commit the leaders and the people of Vanuatu into your wise hands. We want to stand against the forces of injustice present in our nations. Give us this authority over our islands and nations. We pray that we can live in unity, love, and peace in the context of ethnic and cultural diversity like Vanuatu and so many other places around the world.
Bind us together in love, peace and joy.
We pray for young women in Vanuatu who search for work and meaning, especially those who, hoping for a better life, move to the towns and cities away from family and friends. May they develop the skills they need to find work, live wisely, and fulfill their dreams. We pray for the children of Vanuatu who do not have the opportunity to attend school, and for those on the streets who feel unloved and unwanted. May they find safe shelter and nourishment in their communities and in the embrace of God.
May they learn of and trust in God's love through the outreach of others.
We remember the people living in places prone to natural disasters and the hazards of cyclones, hurricanes, and volcanoes.
Almighty God, protect communities from disasters and suffering. Heal the souls of the people and let them feel your love.
We pray for the Christian community in Vanuatu, that they may extend God's justice and love to everyone.
May they be a living example of a community built on the strong foundations of Christ.
Let us join together in the Lord's Prayer in whatever version is closest to your heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
You chose a stone at the beginning of the service. I invite you to hold it now and look at it. Your stone is special, like you. Its shape is unique. Its colour is unique. Its flaws are unique. God the house builder uses each one of us as a stone to build a strong foundation of love. Will we make the commitment to build our lives on this foundation? Will we hear and will we act? Think of this stone as a representation of your personal prayers and commitment to God. Can we go to gallery view and show our stone as a way of virtually exchanging it with a neighbour? Holding that memory as a prayer for each other, Vanuatu, and this day for the year ahead. May our lives be built on a strong foundation. Let us repeat the Ni Vanuatu motto, in God we stand.
Long God you me stand up.
Thank you.
welcome God's dwelling presence in and with us. Let God guide you, lead you, restore you and heal your nation. Let God's will be done in your house as it is in heaven. Let God guide us, lead us, restore us and heal our nation. Let God's will be done in our house as it is in heaven. Remember as you go out, everyone who hears the words of Jesus and acts on them will be like a wise person, and their house will withstand the floods. Go and build your house, our house, on Jesus' words. Go home, blessed in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and King.
Our strong foundation. We will follow Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I hope you enjoyed the World Day of Prayer service. Can I just remind you that church booklets are ready for collection at the church office if you're able to distribute some of them. I'd like to thank everybody who took part this morning and remind you that now there's a 5-minute break for you to go and make a cup of coffee and come back and have a chat with some people who are able to stay. I hope you have a very good week.